from Richmond Stadium in downtown Fort Madison. Dwayne, we got a big game tonight. Really should be a good game. Sharks are coming off a disappointing 50-20 loss to Preston last week, and Fort Madison getting a nice win on the road, 26-29 in Burlington, West Burlington. But we played very well, and especially in the second half. And frankly, Fort Madison got a win, but it was not against an opponent of the quality of Preston.
No, and I absolutely agree with that. The strange thing is, at halftime, Sheraton was in the football game. You know, the score was not out of control. In the second half, they put more points on the board, moved the ball better, but then so did Creston, and we ended up with a final score of 50-20.
Come back. Jason Blue getting ready to kick off. Jason didn't get to play last week, and this kid can broom it. This kid, he's a senior, and he can kick the ball a ton.
Colin Kassmeyer for the Bloodhounds, back to return. He had two kickoff returns.
I'll bet you Mountain Dew that he doesn't get to return this.
Oh,
yeah, I owe you Mountain Dew.
He's at the 7, at the 15 to the 20, in a pile at the 21-yard line. Kassmeyer shut down by the Charger special teams unit.
I owe you a bottle of pop at the beginning on the ride home.
Double or nothing on the second one.
Okay. Fair enough. I appreciate that. Sheraton in their white uniforms, red seas, red letters, white helmets, red seas. The Bloodhounds in the red uniforms with the silver numbers, black helmets with a bloodhound straight out of the Iowa Penitentiary on their helmet.
Number 13, Cruz Fedler in at quarterback. They also run a pistol offense. Nick Wood as the back behind him. Handoff goes to Wood. Over right tackle, across the 25 to the 26 line.
I believe that was Nance who first wrapped him up. No, it was my boy Zach McElroy who wrapped him up first and brought him down and did a nice job. I talked to Zach today, and I talked to Pavel. I said, Pavel, I know you can hit him hard, but wrap him up. And he wrapped him up around the ankles and put him right down.
Second down and 6 from the 26-yard line. Two backs, 3 receivers, 2 left and run, 1 right. Snap to Fedler. He's going to keep it. Nope. Hands off to Wood around the left-hand side. Tries to string that one out. Shut down after a 3-yard gain.
And brought down by Jason Blue.
Now, last week, Fedler kept the ball himself almost all the time.
He was the leading rusher.
He was. He carried the ball 28 times for 208 yards and 2 touchdowns. They've run 2 plays. He's run it none.
What's that, like a 7-yard average?
7.4.
There you go.
Fedler, and in the pistol, there's the snap, turns and throws the ball over, throws intended for number 87, Wesley Bernhardt. Fedler only completed 5 passes last week. He was 5 for 11.
Dang, in on that breakup of that pass, Derek Lang. Dang. Delang? Delang me? Delang me, Delang me, get a rope and hang me.
Stop. Roger Miller.
Yes.
Back to punt. Now, Fedler is also the punter, so this is probably not a punting situation with the ball on their own 29. There's a snap to Fedler. Ooh. High, nice punt.
Stephen McCurdy gets away from it, takes a Sheraton bounce, and it's going to be down by the Bloodhounds at about the 40-41-yard line, I'd say. It actually landed at about the 35 and took a gigantic Sheraton bounce back.
And that was 5 yards short of McCurdy, who had wanted nothing to do with this one, and took Sheraton bounce, so they picked up 6 yards off of that, and we'll take over.
Quinn Sorm is the quarterback. Stephen McCurdy in the backfield with him. Near us is Hurricane Storm, so it might be a storm-to-storm. Man in motion is Lang. Takes the handoff, gives it to McCurdy. McCurdy gets pushed back. And depending on whether they give him forward motion or not, he's going to lose.
Loss of a yard.
Loss of almost 2 yards. Second down and 12.
And I like the way that play set up, and we'll see a lot of this in the pistol offense where they run the same set and they run the same motions over and over and over and then look for the opportunities.
There's the snap, twins right, little sweeping pass out to the far side. It's complete, and it's about a 8-yard gain or so. Who got it over there? It was Derek Lang. Derek Lang, the sophomore. He's sophomore with that.
Nice little, you know, kind of a combination bubble screen and swing pass. It wasn't your traditional step forward, step back with blockers. Lang was in motion and moving when he caught it. That was a nice completion for Quinn.
Hunter Storm brings the play in, gives it to his brother. Younger brother. Twins right, wide left. Storm wide left, man in motion is Lang. This time they give it to Lang on the sweep around. He takes it forward and up for a first down for the Sheraton Chargers. First and 10, Sheraton. No score here. Early in the game, ball is going to be set up on about the 48-yard line, 52 yards to go. With
nope.
Oh.
They marked it short.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they marked it way short.
Way short. Well, okay, let's bring up a fourth down, and so it'll be time to boot it away. Is it Charlie Palmer in to kick?
88, Charlie Palmer. There's a high one.
Okay.
That's going to bounce. Does a nice job. McCurdy touches it, and the ball is down at the 24-yard line is where the Bloodhounds are going to take over.
And it's down by Tyler Nance. Tyler Nance, the senior, his younger brother, Trevin, Nance, junior, both starters on the offensive line. The Charger defense, Tim Good, Jacob Cohen, and Alec Reynolds across the front. The ends are Connor Guglich and Pavel Belbazov. Linebackers, Aaron Kane on the near side. Zach McElroy in the middle.
Wood in the backfield with Felder splits one and moves to his left. Now he turns and hands the ball to the man in motion and goes around the right-hand side, finally pushed out of bounds.
But Pavel Gabazov,
I think he got about 12 on that play. That's going to be a first down. That's the first down of the game for either squad. The ball carrier is not listed on your roster.
Who is it?
Number 22.
22, nothing on, yeah.
It was not Wood. So I was looking to call a name. No, he's... That's that is the definition of a player to be named later. So, Fedler.
A lot of parks this one. Ball wouldn't have been out of.
Takes the snap, give to Wood over the left side. Short gain, maybe three.
Nance tripped him up, and he got about 3 yards, maybe 5 yards after the trip, but he was the only one that got a hand on him.
And that's a good thing. Now, second and 8 for the Bloodhounds. They break huddle. Send one receiver wide left. Two receivers right. Two backs in the backfield. Receiver in motion. Takes a handoff, and Fedler takes it himself across the 40, just barely across the 40. So,
go ahead.
That's going to be a pickup of 3 yards for the Bloodhounds. Brings up third and 4.
Tyler Nance and Zach McElroy in on the tackle. Nance got him first and slowed him down, and McElroy puts a hit on him. Brings up the third down.
And they tried to do a Bloodhounds tried to show a little misdirection there, and Chargers did a really nice job. Here's the snap to Fedler. Three-step drop. Now turns and throws off to the right, flat to the tight end. Across the 45 to the 50, brought down at the 48-yard line of Sheraton.
Zach McElroy with the tackle, but after about a 15-yard gain, Connor Guglich right in on the quarterback and had him and actually took him down for what would have been a serious major sack had he had the ball. That's kind of a key issue involved with that particular play there.
He may remember that. I certainly would if I had gotten tackled like that, with or without the ball. Ball on the 47. First and 10, 7:08 to play in the first quarter. And now we've got pressure, and that's going to be a sack.
That's Connor Guglich with the sack. He took him down, got a hold of that jersey, and held on until he got a little help. Got help from Alec Reynolds. And Alec Reynolds and Zach McElroy, but we call him Zach's name a lot, I don't know. He's in on everything.
Logan Huffman goes off. Number 28, Chase Sweeney, brings the play in from the sideline.
They've got some big boys on this team, and including number 77, Jacob Bernhardt, at right guard.
Three receivers this time, three right, one left, one lone back behind Fedler. He gives the handoff.
Oh, he
takes and hands on, takes it himself around the left-hand side, gets back to the 40-yard line of Sheraton. So 7-yard gain, gets back about half of what he needed.
And finally brought down by Jason Blue, the cornerback. He was pretty much the last guy to beat.
Third down and a long three.
Or a short four.
Short four. The board says four.
Much more comfortable evening than it was a week ago.
Oh, my goodness. I thought I was going to melt in that press box, Mark. little anxious on the defense there. Encroachment, jumping offside.
So that'll be a first down.
And that will be a first down. So mark it off from the 40 down to the 35-yard line.
5:43 left to play here in the first quarter. No score, but the Bloodhounds on the move. They have the ball on the 35-yard line of Sheraton. 35 yards to go for a score.
Big tight end, Bernhardt, splits out wide left. Fedler still in that pistol offense. One man goes in motion, fakes the handoff. Now a two-step drop, and he's crushed.
Now he's still out of seat. Jacob Cohen wrapped him up and then had some help from the rest of the team. They could have taken a team meeting right there.
I thought Cohen was coming 1,000 miles an hour at him at that, and then did get a whole lot of help. But I thought Fedler was going down in a heap on that one. That was a little premature call there.
Ball on the 41. So a 6-yard loss on that one.
Fedler in the pistol, one back behind him, twins left, twins right. Here's the fake handoff now.
A big sack by Pavel Zemzak, who last week had 11 tackles, including two or three for losses. And that was a big loss.
Yes, led the team last week in tackles. So another 16, now 25. That was a loss of 9.
That was a big sack. So third down and a long way.
Third and 25, ball on the midfield stripe right at the 50. One receiver, two receivers left, one right back in the slot. So they essentially have three receivers to the left. Fedler takes the snap, three-step drop, now turns and throws that pass to the tight end. Complete back across the 45 to the 43-yard line. But not anywhere close to what the Bloodhounds needed. And Sheraton is going into a punt formation.
Tyler Nance in on that one. They were playing kind of a pre-vet defense on that, Dwayne, and they were giving him half a second.
Chasen Blue back to return this.
Half a second would be
70 yards. Okay.
Yards.
Blue comes off McCurdy back to receive. And there's the snap, the punt.
Oh, good punt.
Spiral, fair catch, wave, but not actually caught. Ball hits the ground, takes a Sheraton bounce, and is pounced on by the Bloodhounds.
Lance Hawker was the senior who was down there, and that ball was heading for a big bounce back for the Chargers, and he jumped up and stopped it and got a little air underneath him. And without, if that would have bounced, that could have gone back another 5-10 yards.
So Sheraton's going to take over the ball on the 7. First and 10 on their own 7, Mark.
So we got 93 yards to go for a score. Quinn Storm, the quarterback, back. Nance, the center. Twins right. Wide left is Ben Kinnanen. They're going to hand off to McCurdy. And he takes it to the right side. Hard to say from this angle. He got a gain of maybe 3-4 yards?
Tops.
What's the scoreboard
well,
say?
Well, maybe more than that. It says 2nd and 10.
Oh.
Okay. Now it says 2nd and 7, so he got 3 yards.
Three
ball on the 10. Clock is moving at 2:57.
The problem is we've really been drilling into McCurdy's mind. He needs to run north and south in this Fields to the east and west. And flips to McCurdy around the left side. He's got some room to run. And he got a really, really nice block by FedEx, by Ben Moret. Really did a nice block as he came around the left side. He was wide out to the left.
If the play stands, the ball's at the 21-yard line, but it's clip on Sheraton, and so that one's going to come back. And that was a really nice run.
That was a nice run, and a nice clean block by Ben Moret over on this side.
Yeah, the clip was on the backside and didn't affect the play.
Right, that's what's really, you know, sometimes you'll get a play they got the big game because of an illegal block, but it's really frustrating when the block is away from the play.
Yep. But from the official's perspective, you've got to throw a flag on the clip. I mean, if it's
okay,
a not complaining this close. No, we were complaining about the play. But, you know, that was...
Yeah, it's just frustrating.
It's just frustrating, especially when you got a big play like that. So
okay.
Second down and 13 on the... Not on the 52. How about on the 2, maybe?
It can't be on the 2.
It can't be on the 2.
It's
got
to
be
half the distance to the goal.
On the 5, that's better.
Yeah, but that's way more than half the distance to the goal.
Now they're talking about it, and they're going to get some... Can you read their lips, Mark? Can you figure out what's going on there?
Yeah, I got the binoculars. Candlesticks are nice. Always nice.
Candlesticks are always nice? I don't know what they're talking about.
Me either. Well, I don't think they're going to move the ball.
Let's get two. Second down and third.
No, they moved that to the, according to the clock, the five now.
They put it on the 5. There's the snap.
This time they give it to McCurdy again around the left side, and he takes it out another yard, maybe 2. Depends on the spot to the 6 or 7.
What I can tell you is you're not going to get the answer by looking at the scoreboard.
Ball. Looks like it's on about. We had a really bad angle here. And
really?
We happened to hang out the window. We're second and about 11. Third and about 11, right? Pass goes out to the right side. And he hurls somebody. There's a flag. There's 2 flags on the play. Jason Blue went up in the air. I don't have Jason's number down yet. So I went forward, but when I saw him go up in the air, I knew it was him. We're talking it over.
You know what?
Pizza Hut?
I'm concerned. I'm concerned they're going to throw a flag for hurdling a player. Given where the flag was thrown.
Yeah, he threw it right when he was up in the air.
Right as he hurdles the player, which is illegal in high school football. You're not allowed to hurdle a standing player. But there were 2 different flags on the play. I don't know if it was for the same thing. Now we have a zebra convention. All 5 officials are going discuss.
Today's game is being brought to you by Pure Spocker Funeral Home, by Midwestern Heritage Bank, and by the Felderman family, Ben Franklin, on the Sheraton Square. They're still talking it over. Now, the referee is picking up his flag, and they're waving it off.
And they are.
That's the third wave off we've seen this season already.
Yep, that's
I'm surprised at that one, that they waved that one off, because both of them threw the flag.
Yeah.
I mean, you had two closest officials.
Right. So it was the right two. It wasn't like last week where we saw the flag come in from a long way away where I'm wondering what the heck he's looking at, right? Because if he's looking over there, he's not watching where he's supposed to be.
So fourth down and about 2 and way deep in Sheraton territory. Charlie Palmer is on the goal line. Now he takes a snap, makes the kick. The ball bounces at the 40, across the 50, and it's going to roll down to the 45-yard line. So
what a nice punt.
The Bloodhounds will be in good field position on the 45, but that was a 45-yard punt from where he got the snap.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
No, 55 yards.
That was really, really nice. You know what we didn't do?
What were we going to have?
We were talking about the officials and the waving off of the flag and everything. we didn't give enough credit to Jason Blue for his catch and run and hurdling the player to and yeah. That was a really nice play on the far side of the field.
Yeah, and he picked up about 9 yards on that one. So it's bloodhound ball on the 45-yard line, 55 yards to go for a score.
Tedler in the pistol, hand off to the first back through, and there was no gain there, and driven back 2 yards, back to the 43-yard line. We're going to see how much forward credit they give him.
Tyler Nance, Pavel Gorbachev, and Zach McElroy. Pavel Gorbachev doing a beautiful job as from that defensive end position, but right up the middle was Zach McElroy and Nance. I mean, Tyler Nance coming up from the middle linebacker is really doing a good job.
Four receivers for Fedler, turns and hands to Wood across,
nice play.
Through left tackle. Big hole opened up between the center and the left tackle.
Oh, okay, now he landed and skidded a little bit all the way up into the 49 of Sheraton. They marked it clear back on the 49, so about a 2 yard difference of where it could have been spotted.
Well, and you got to like that the official, the line judge there is noting where the ball is, when his knee goes down, not giving credit where it's not, you know, not supposed to be. I think so far the officials have really done a nice job here. Snap to Fedler. Three receivers, turn and hand to Wood, tries to bounce it around off the left-hand side, stood up at the 50, breaks one tackle down to the 48, now 47-yard line of Sheraton. Going to bring up fourth down and 3, Mark.
And that's the end of the first quarter of play here from Fort Madison, Iowa. Our score, Sheraton 0 and Fort Madison Bloodhound 0. I'm Mark Felderman.
I'm Dwayne Johnson.
Keep it tuned right here to KIIC, all the scores. 1-6.
Touchdown at Summers Car Credit! Yeah! We're scoring touchdowns at Summers Car Credit! Come get you a touchdown at Summers Car Credit in Oskaloosa! We're offering great deals on wheels with low in-house financing, terms to fit your budget, low interest! I'm telling you, folks, we're scoring it big here at Summers Car Credit! So come get you some! That's right, get you some at Summers Car Credit! 911 Avenue West in Oskaloosa!
KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundled package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream business account rep, directly for the best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for 1 year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. And get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today at 641-888-0134.
Fedler takes the snap, hands to Wood over the left-hand side, needs 3 for the first down. Does a 1 yard gain, and the ball goes over on downs to Sheraton, Mark.
Nice job. Guess what? Tyler Nance. Tyler Nance wraps him up, gets some help from Jason Blue. Hunter Hurricane Storm comes in with the play from the sideline, gives it to his brother, 5-spot Quinn Storm. Hunter comes to the near side, Twins. To the far side, it's Derek Wang, and I believe T.J. Hawkinson is the snap from Nance. Back to pass. Quinn over the middle, and it's picked off. Picked off at the 40-yard line, at the 50, to the 45, down to the 43-yard line, rather. The intended receiver was T.J. Hawkinson, and big number 8.
That's Cameron Cooper.
Cameron Cooper, just a sophomore, stepped right up there and just, he led that play like he was in the huddle.
Well, and that was the play that we saw that went for a touchdown from about this distance twice last week.
And you know, every week you exchange tapes, and so they saw that play and knew it went for a touchdown.
So first and 10, 11:45 to play in the second. Snap to Fedler, tight formation, turns and hands off to Cooper over the right-hand side.
Who just made that interception.
So no risk for Cooper. He goes across the 40 down to the 37.
They score in from the Wayne Twin Cedars game at the half. Twin Cedars 22 and Wayne 7, thanks to State Senator Amy Sinclair sending me those scores. Nice. It's good to have friends in my place. It's good to have friends in Wayne County.
It's good to have friends.
It's good to have friends.
Fedler behind, still in the pistol offense. Turn and hands to his running back. That's still Cooper. Ooh. Bounces it around the outside across the 30. Brought down at the 24-yard line by number 4.
That's Jason Blue, the quarterback.
Blue. Wow. Boy, he's been busy tonight.
He has. Blue cheese, baby.
Cooper only had 4 carries all last week. 20 yards, 5 yards a carry, but he did have 1 of their 4 touchdowns.
Was that on a pass or on a... None of the guys who caught passes actually ran the ball, did they?
Correct. Correct. So here it is, 1st and 10 on the 24. Twins right, bunch left. Receiver in motion, turn, takes the handoff. Fedler keeps it himself, goes over around the left-hand side across the 20 down to the 16, maybe the 17-yard line again. Bad angle down here.
Connor Dugridge and Tyler Nance in on that stop again, Dwayne.
And I like being closer to the field, but the angles are off.
Angles are way bad. And we're in the old press box, which I got to tell you guys, back at Johnson Machine Works, who is one of our sponsors, it's nothing like the one you build us in Sheraton.
Oh. Fedler takes the handoff, now takes the ball himself over the right-hand side, does not get much more than back to the line of scrimmage.
So into the red zone for the Bloodhounds, but still no score. Here we are in the second quarter of play with 9:46 and ticking till halftime.
We were commenting during the break how fast that first quarter went.
Oh, man.
Only a couple of flags.
Well, and last week they were making frequent stops to give water to the boys and the officials, which was good. And there was a lot of cramping going on and a lot of stoppage for injury that way.
Man in motion, snap to Fedler, fakes the handoff, keeps it himself up into just across the 15.
Tyler Nance.
That's going to be close. Oh, they gave it to him. They apparently knew exactly what they needed. Clock moving.
1st and 10, but not enough to be 1st and goal yet. Ball on the 14-yard line. 9:07, 9:06, 9:05 left to play in the first half. No score.
Cooper in the backfield, 3 yards behind Fedler. One left, one right. Turn, handoff to Cooper, and he's wrapped up in the backfield behind the 15.
Tyler Nance. Nance is having a game tonight.
A loss of 3 back to the 16. Loss of 2. 2nd and 12.
Fort Madison must not have seen him on the tapes enough to block him because they're staying upstairs in the coaching box. Is that a new Nance? Okay. Not that funny. You have to explain it. It's not that funny. Okay.
Don't repeat it. Snap to Fedler, turns, fakes the handoff, and is brought down hard
by the 2 tight ends. We're both in on that one. Connor Gugrich hit him low, and Pavel Garbazov hit him high.
We'll meet you at the Fedler, and they dropped him.
They did. So that was back to about what, a 17? Third down, 17?
Yeah, ball sitting on the 20. Third down and 16 or so, maybe a little more than that. Snap to Fedler, 3-step drop, hard run.
Ooh, nice catch.
Another screen pass, but this one snuffed out.
57,
our boy Zach McElroy with the tackle.
And Pavel.
So now it's decision time on fourth down. Fourth down and...
A lot.
Ball on the 17-yard line.
They are set up to kick a field goal.
The field goal kicker is Braylon Gaylord.
And he didn't kick a field goal last week, did he?
He did not. He went 2 for 2 on PATs.
Kicks up. I believe it's blocked.
Fake. And shot down.
My boy Zach McElroy.
That field goal, just, I don't know whether it was intended to be a fake, but it just never came together.
I actually thought it was blocked, but
the Chargers were just...
I was
not
seeing the guys back. Yeah, I wasn't, but I thought I heard a block.
Well,
first and 10 for the Sheraton Chargers.
That's the good news. No score still.
31-yard line. Quinn Storm takes the snap, keeps it himself after the fake handoff, turns it around the right side, takes it right back to the 35-yard line.
I think that's 4 yards.
Yeah, that's a 4-yard gain.
That was nice.
So ball on the 35, that would be 65 yards to go for a score for Sheraton. That was a nice play by Quinn. Bringing the play in, from the sideline was Ben Moret, Ben Kinnan on the far side, on the near, Twins right, Twins left. Lang was the man in motion, they handed off to him, and they faked me completely.
Yep, and Lang takes it up almost to the 40-yard line, so third and short situation for the Chargers. Now, that is the set and the motion that they ran the first play of the game, and they faked the ball to Lang and went a different direction with it. Now, this time, you know, the fake worked.
I'm thinking that Quinn has the option for what to do with the ball. Now he passes off to the far side, gives it to Lang. Delang me. Hang it out and hang me, baby. He gets the first down. He takes the ball all the way up for about a 10, 12-yard gain, all the way up to the 48-yard line, 52 yards to go for a score, first and 10 for your Sheraton Chargers. No score here in the first half. Now 5.5 minutes left to play in the first half. Brandon Fontenot is listening in way down in Louisiana. And Brandon, looking forward to having you come back home. Here's the snap. Hands it off to McCurdy. McCurdy carries it across for about a 6, maybe a 7-yard gain. Let's see where they can spot it.
Well, and
it's going to be a 6-yard gain.
And a nice run there by Steven, but had tons of room to run behind because the offensive line just blew them off of the ball. And by the time Steven caught up to the line, they were already 4 yards past the original line of scrimmage. Really nice job.
Second down and 3, give him a 7-yard spot. Hunter Storm brings in the play. He's wide left, wide right is Lang. 3 men in the backfield. They give it to, I think, McCurdy, and he's got enough for a first down. Takes it all the way down to the 40-yard line. We'll see where the spot is, but it's enough for a first down.
Yep.
They spotted at the 41. First down, Sheraton Chargers. No scores here in the first half. Say hello to Mike and Linda Miller listening in tonight.
Until Fort Madison can show that they can stop McCurdy up the middle every time. 7 this time, 3 the next time. 7 the next, I mean, he's just really done a nice job these last several plays where they're giving him the ball up the gut. Lang in motion.
Quinn keeps it himself. We got a flag on the play right after he gets enough for the first down, but I'm afraid they're going to call a hold. It was right smack dab in the middle of the line. The umpire was the one who threw the flag. He's talking to the referee, the white hat. It's going to be a hold against Sheraton, and that's going to drop him back 15 yards, bring up a first down and 25. Coach Kurt Smizer is not pleased with that. Let's see, they're talking it over with the Bloodhound captain. Would you like them to have a first down on the ball on the 30 or first down and 25 ball back on the
49-yard line?
That was a tough one. And that was a math problem. They covered that earlier today, I think, in geometry, whatever, the geo something.
Yeah, and that was a point of attack penalty.
Yeah, it really was.
The hole was there because of the hold. So, snap the storm. Looking downfield.
Wide open.
Fingertips.
Lang streaking down the near sideline.
Uncovered.
Nobody, if he would have caught that ball, it had six written all over it. So it's going to bring up a second down.
And Quinn took one step, looked, pumped, looked back, and then let it go. And, you know, just, you know, inches between that play and a touchdown.
From the pistol, Twins right, Twins left, McCurdy in the backfield. They give it to McCurdy. He takes it across the right side. He's at the 50. He's at the 45, the 40, to the 38, wrapped up, and he takes it. He got a good gain out of about 11 yards, but they had a long ways to go. That's going to bring up a third down, and I'm going to say third and eight. But down into Bloodhound territory, ball is spotted at the, I'm going to say, the 38-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, and I tell you, I like that setup. They went Twins left, Twins right, and they're doing it again here. Spread that defense out. Give McCurdy those holes to run through. Make them make choices.
They give it to McCurdy again. Blue is in motion. Give it to McCurdy. He carries it across the 45 to the 44, but that's not going to be enough for a first down. Are you in four down territory here, Glenn?
It's decision time here. And, you know, we've read the articles about should you go for it on fourth down, should you not, and in which situation. This is a situation where the new way of thinking, the new literature is
go for it.
Absolutely.
However, we take a timeout on the field. Sheraton takes a timeout. They're going to talk it over. And we'll have a chance to take a timeout. I'm Mark Fogelman.
I'm Dwayne Johnson.
Keep it tuned right here. No score as we wind up the first half. KIIC, all the scores, one station.
Redhoff Family Medical Center, Dr. Philip Sundquist, MD, and the staff of nurses at Redhoff Family Medical Center want to welcome you. Dr. Sundquist specializes in family practice and OB care, located at 1030 North 7th Street in Sheraton.
With Dwayne Johnson at Fort Madison's Richmond Stadium, no score with 2:41 left to play here in the first. In the first half, it's fourth down and about three, ball on the 34-yard line. This game being brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Bingham Construction. Man in motion is Blue. Queen keeps himself. He's got T.J. Hawkinson open, and that's not quite done there. So the ball will go over on down to Fort Madison with 2 minutes 35 seconds left to play here in the first half. No score. And that one had potential. The defense comes back onto the field for the Sheraton Chargers. The boys in red and black, the Bloodhounds, come back on the field for Fort Madison. Tonight's game also being brought to you by Mack Hardware and the Lucas County Health Center, by Johnson Machine Works and Belzer Equipment.
Cruz Fesler still in at quarterback. He's carried the ball some himself tonight, not near as much as last week. Takes the snap, turns, and throws a screen pass out to the far right side. Snuffed out well by the Chargers, but not before they pick up about 6 yards.
Cruz Fesler sounds like a law firm. Doesn't it? There you go.
It does. I was trying to find a way to work in a Tevye reference before the evening.
Okay. Tonight's game also brought to you by Red Hall Realty and Piper's on the North side of the Sheraton Square.
Bunch formation, one split wide left.
Ooh, nice.
Completion down on the right-hand side.
That's Drake Hogan makes the catch, and I think it's enough for a first down, Dwayne.
Yep, just barely. They needed three. They got four. Ball at the 45.
Well, that's where I can't remember the saying now. Go ahead.
That's where you make your money?
That's what I was going to say. It was enough. It was enough.
It was, well, you know, sometimes that's the way it works. Two receivers to the right, two receivers to the left, one back snap to Fedler. He throws to a receiver out in the flat on the far side.
I really thought that BK, Brad Cookson, was going to wrap him up there. He slowed him down. But then he got wrapped up on the far side, and from our angle, I could not see who it was that made the play over there, but I would imagine that it was probably Derek Lang. Second down and one.
So Bingston Wesley Bernhard has already caught three times as many passes as he caught last week. He's now split out wide left. One to the right, snap to Fedler, who hands the ball off to Wood, who tries to go around the left-hand side, picks up three.
Quinn Storm with a nice stop, wrap-up, but I think it's enough for a first down. Stops the clock at 1:09 to play in the first half. No score here at Richmond Field in Fort Madison. I'm Mark Feldman along with Dwayne Johnson. Dwayne?
Fedler still in the pistol formation as they've been all night. One receiver left, two right. Turns and snap and hands off to Cooper, who breaks free around the right-hand side, still on his feet at the 30, 25, 23-yard line before he's brought down by Derek Lang.
Another first down with 51 seconds left to play here in the first half. Sheraton needs to make the stop here.
And the Bloodhounds are ready to go as soon as they spot the chains and wind the clock. They're still holding. Now they go. Clock moving inside 50 seconds. Fedler looking for the ball. Now there's the snap. Two steps, turns, fires to the right, completed, and goes out of bounds as 87 Barnhart.
Looks like about the 15 or 16-yard line.
Barnhart, 6'4", goes 230. Really big target out to the right-hand side there for Fedler.
Max Dale heading down the freshman football player heading down in front of us here. Sheraton, 38 seconds.
Second down and five. Ball on the 19.
Need a stop.
Cooper in the backfield next to Fedler. Here's the snap. One step drop and throws to the corner of the end zone to a
no, out of bounds.
Complete.
Made the catch, but out of bounds. 32.7 seconds.
And that was intended for Nick Wood, who set up in the slot on the far side and just went on a fly. And so they took their shot there with 32 seconds to play. Third and five, ball on the 19. Wouldn't surprise me if they did it again. Colin Kassmeyer is split out wide right, two receivers left. One of them's Bernhardt. Cooper behind Fedler in the backfield. Three steps and turn on a swing pass.
Oh!
Kassmeyer for the touchdown. Breaks two tackles and goes in. 19-yard touchdown for Wesley Bernhardt.
With 24 seconds left to play here in the first half. Boy, that was some key blocking going on there. I was keep hoping that I was going to see an illegal block, but it was nice blocking by the Bloodhounds as he made a move to the outside, then back to the inside, and cut it forward, in and in for it. Now in to attempt the extra point for the Bloodhounds is Gaylord, Braden Gaylord. Here's the snap. It's down. The kick is up, and it's good. So our score in Fort Madison 7, Sheraton 0 with 24 seconds left to play here in the first half. I'm Mark Feldman with Dwayne Johnson. You're tuned to KIIC, all the scores, one station. We'll be right back. Kicks off, and the ball is picked up and run back all the way to the 50-yard line. Nice job by Dylan Sanders. Picks it up at about the 10-yard line. Brings it back about a 40-yard return. How much you can see the clock better than I can?
It's now at 14.8.
14 seconds to go 50 yards. Oh, look at the spot, all the way back to the 46.
He must have stepped out of bounds when he was trying to tiptoe down the line. But they're 53 yards away from a score. This is reachable territory. They did it from further away than this twice last week.
This pistol offense is a big play offense. With double tight ends, throwing back to pass. Looking, runs it over the middle. He's looking for Kinnan, but it's picked up again by Cooper, and Cooper's going to return it back and out of bounds to the 39-yard line or so, the 40-yard line. We got a flag
and
on
a flag.
Flag on the ball. Are they going to get him for hitting him out of bounds?
I don't know.
But Cooper stepped right up and made that play again. Cameron Cooper, the sophomore, has got two picks on Quinn already tonight, and nice play.
So the discussion's still happening on the sideline. I have not seen
a personal foul against
Sheridan.
So there'll be another 15 yards added on to the 40, so the ball will be taken down. Well, maybe 10 yards. We'll see how many they step off. Don't need that. Well, he's not slowing down where he's walking. It's a 15-yarder.
15-yarder. Ball's going to be spotted at the 25-yard line. So with 4.8 seconds on the clock,
really?
Fedler's going to have one more shot to put it in the end zone here.
Unless they decide to kick it here. Doesn't look like it.
Now, they had very little success with their last field goal attempt. So,
boy, coming off to the near side, 87. Bernhard, he is 6'4", but he looks like taller than that.
Two receivers left, one in the slot, one to the right. Three steps, Fedler pumps, now throws to the far corner in the end zone. Incomplete, out of bounds, and there's your half, folks.
So, that end, and boy, that was close to being a score there. So at the end of the first half of play from Fort Madison, Fort Madison punches it into the end zone at the very end of the first half and takes the lead 7-0 over our Sheridan Chargers. Dwayne, anything you want to say about... I'm just throwing that right at you.
Just throwing you. That's
nope. Okay.
That's good radio right there.
It was a great first half, a defensive play by both sides.
And really just one breakdown on tackles on a play that Sheridan made good tackles on for
time after time.
Time after time.
For the whole game, yeah.
Yes, 23 and a half minutes is what they, you know, and just that one play. So
tonight's game being brought to you by Waters Auto and Danco Sporting Goods.
By Felderman Family Ben Franklin and the Sheridan Hy-Vee.
Northridge Living Center and Sheridan Nursing and Rehabilitation Center.
Barbed Wire and Lace and Midwest Heritage Bank.
Southtown Auto and the Mom Paw Convenience Store.
Pierce Soccer Funeral Home, Windstream and Bingham Construction.
CNC Cycle and Community First Credit Union.
Hammer Medical, Hanson's Iowa Realty.
Belzer Equipment and Johnson Machine Works in Sheridan.
Judd's Ranch House. Luke's County Health Center.
Mac Hardware, the Motor Inn in Knoxville. And
Tapers on the Square in Sheridan. And Red Hall Realty.
Very good. And we will be back with the second half in about 13 minutes. So keep it tuned. Of course, if you're listening on Saturday morning, we'll be right back with the second half. I'm Mark Felderman.
I'm Quay Johnson.
Thanks for listening to Sheridan High School Football on KIIC, KIICradio.com. All the scores.
One station.
Hello again, everybody. This is Mark Feldman along with Dwayne Johnson. We are in Fort Madison getting ready to do the second half kickoff. Sheridan will be receiving, going from our left to our right. They're going to have a crosswind coming right into our face, which I got to tell you feels really good in this press box. 7-0 is our score. with Fort Madison with the lead. I'm putting down a hot dog yet here. When I say putting down, I mean I'm setting it down. I mean you're going to have to talk for a minute. These are almost as good as the First Baptist hot dogs last week from at the First Baptist in Russell was given away.
Fedler kicked a squibber across the 40, picked up at the 35-yard line, returned back across the 40 to the 43.
First and 10, Sheraton Chargers. Little squibber there. Ball is going to have good field position for the Sheraton Chargers. As you said, ball on the 43.
That was Nick Ryan. That was Nick Ryan on the return.
Yay!
Ryan in as an up man, trying to avoid a big return by Stephen McCurdy. They succeeded there, but Sheraton takes the ball in pretty good field position. Ball on their own 43.
We got wide right, wide left, and Christian Bankston is the quarterback. And the ball is handed off up the middle to the 45, a gain of about 3 or 4 yards, bring up a second down. And I didn't see this coming. I saw him warming up on the sidelines.
If you'd have asked me last week,
I didn't think he'd play the rest of the season.
That's what I was going to say. So, I mean, good for Christian. I'm glad he's healthy, and we're off to go here in the second half.
Ben Kinnan in motion. Here's the pass, and pass the hands of Derek Lang. And so it brings up a third down and about 7.
Lang was downfield about 10 yards on a drag, just right down the 45-yard line, but Christian missed him just a bit outside.
We are in Fort Madison, home of the Iowa Penitentiary. And from the pistol, Bankston is first set coming back. Here's a pass across the middle.
Oh, nice.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. T.J. Hawkinson. He caught the ball at the 50-yard line and fumbled it all the way through his wife's fumble. I don't mean it hit the ground. I mean, he was trying to find the handle on it.
Clutched it, held it against his midsection.
And then got against his legs and the whole thing. But it's enough for a first down for the Sheraton Chargers. And the ball is into Bloodtown territory. Ball on the 46-yard line. 46 yards to go for a score. Twins left, Twins right. Man in motion is Lang. Take it to him, give it to McCurdy. Takes it straight up the field and up for a first down for the Sheraton Chargers. Sheraton coming out like they're on a mission. First and 10, Sheraton Chargers. 7-0 is our score. Fort Madison with the lead. We're in the third quarter with 10 minutes and 45 seconds left to play.
And McCurdy running downhill hard on that play. Offensive line really did a nice job opening up a hole over the right guard and just really kept those legs moving and drove forward. First down, Chargers.
Twins right, Twins left. Man in motion is Lang again, and this time, no, they hand it up. No, Bankston keeps it himself, turns around the right side. He's got some room to run, and he'll be knocked out of bounds within the 20-yard line. I'd say about that 12, huh? Close to the 10, yeah. First down, Sheraton Chargers.
Well, and really nice job by Christian with not one but two fake handoffs there before keeping it himself and rolling around the right-hand side. And he looked up, and there was nobody in front of him for 20 yards.
That said, there was a collective from everybody in the stands not wanting to see Christian take a hit here. So now we have wide right is Ben Moret, wide left is Lang, and they hand it off the right side, I think, to McCurdy.
Mm-hmm.
And he drops inside the 10, just inside the 10. There's a flag on the play.
But it's back on the defensive side of the ball. I didn't see any Chargers over there. You see a preliminary?
I don't see anything.
I think it's 5 yards against. I think they're going to mark off 5 yards against the Bloodhound.
4.5 anyway.
Oh, yeah, with the ball at the 9, that's what they would do, wouldn't they? Math was never my strong suit.
That's okay.
And it was. So it's going to be first down.
And goal from the 5-yard line.
Best field position for the Chargers all night.
10-14 left to play here in the third quarter. 7-0 Fort Madison with the lead, but Churgeon knocking on the door. Back to pass. Bankston across the middle. Touchdown, Churgeon. Who made it?
40. Hunter Storm.
Hunter Storm with the touchdown. Touchdown, Storm. Touchdown, Churgeon. Yumbo!
Hurricane is in town, Mark.
The Hurricane has hit. 7-6 now. Jason Blue, who can kick the ball a ton, is in now to try the extra point, the point after touchdown. And just like that, I mean, I was distressed about Fort Madison. Here's the kick. Plenty of leg. And it's good. 7-7, and the Chargers have marched right back into this one. And we'll keep it tuned right here. This is exciting Charger football on KIIC, KIICradio.com, stream 2. All the scores, one station.
Well, here's what happened. I was driving along, not going very fast, and all of a sudden a kangaroo jumped out in front of my car. It's really no big deal. I'm going to have my car taken to Smith Body Shop in Sheraton. They're located at 420 Albia Road. The number is 641-774-5008, and I know everything will be just fine.
Riding along in my automobile.
Welcome back to Richmond Stadium. Dwayne Johnson along with Mark Felderman. We are tied with 10:04 to play in the third quarter. Christian Bingston comes in relief to start the half, and with lots of help from Stephen McCurdy, drives the ball right down, punches it right in, and now here's the kickoff. Chasen Blue, end over end at the 10, bounces out of bounds at the 9.
So if the flag drops, and they will have the option of another kick or kicking the ball at the 35, I believe, or the 40. 35.
Is the high school rule, though?
I think it's the 35.
You know, one of us really got to go to a rules meeting one of
these days. Rules are overrated.
That's what my basketball partners say.
The ball is being spotted at the 35.
Yeah, very good.
So first and 10 for the Bloodhounds, 7-7. Bloodhounds came in and punched it in right at the end of the first half, and Sheraton Chargers came pushing back here at the beginning of the second half. I have a score from Wayne, from Amy Sinclair, 38-7 now. Wayne trailing to Twin Cedars.
Edler takes the snap, takes it himself, over right guard, fires across the 40 to the 44-yard line, almost enough for a first down all by himself. 9-yard gain for Fiddler.
Defensive end Pavel Garbazov makes the stop, second down and 2. Ball is right at the 43.
Yeah, about halfway between the 43 and the 44. Second down and 2. Two backs next to Fedler. Twins left for receivers. There's the snap. Takes the handoff, keeps it himself, and is upended right at the line of scrimmage. Not enough there for a first down. Still looking for a number on the tackle.
I didn't see
50. It.
It
was Alec Reynolds.
Oh, way to go, Alec. He's a sharp kid. He's a smart Alec.
That was Fedler on the ground. Was what that was.
Fedler on the ground, Fedler on the roof.
Yeah.
I like that.
Took me
a whole half
of a moment.
That's okay.
Snap to Fedler. Turn and hands off to Wood, who's off to the race. 50, 45, 40, 30, 25. Brought down inside the 20. Big gain for the Bloodhounds, but Chargers did not give up the big play. They're going to spot it on the 18-yard line. Touchdown saving tackle to Bradley Krutzinger. Because there really wasn't anybody left out there after Krutzinger. So Bradley did a nice job bringing him down. Twins right, one left. Receiver also in the slot. Snap to Fedler, turn, hands off to Wood, who's tripped up in the backfield. Nice tackle there.
tackled by Tyler Nance. Starts out the second half the same way he did the first. Bloodhounds break huddle. Send one receiver left, one right. So two tight ends, two backs left and right to the right next to Fedler. Here's the snap. Turns and fires on that screen out. Incomplete pass. They're gonna, he never really came up with that cleanly. Tried to make a turn before he really took the ball in and looked it all the way into his hand. So incomplete pass. Clock's going to stop with 7:42 here to play in the third quarter. Score tied 7-7.
The St. Falcons have just punched it into the end zone, and the score is now Twin Cedars 38, Falcons 13.
One back behind Fedler. Twins left, Twins right. Tight end in the slot. Three steps, turn, pumps, now tucks it back under, rolls to his left, juggled on a completed pass. It is going to be enough for a first down.
Jason Blue hits him low and takes the speed right out from underneath him. He had some help from BK Bradley Hutchinger as well.
Wesley Bernhardt was the receiver. He had the touchdown in the first half. So Fedler looks over to the sideline, gets the play from the coaches, and works his way back to the huddle.
I have all my Amy's out getting us some scores tonight. We got Dowling leading 17-9 at the half, thanks to Amy Johnson.
One receiver left, Twins right, turn and hand off to Cooper, who's now in the backfield, still on his feet.
He's in.
And is he in? Yes, touchdown, Cooper. Touchdown to Cameron Cooper. From 15 yards.
So that makes the score 13-7 now. Fort Madison Bloodhounds back into the lead, and they'll try the point after. Fedler in for the kick, for the point after. I think that somewhere along the line, his family was, excuse me, that's not Fedler in, that's Gaylord again. And this one's up and good. I still think Fedler is some type of relation to me, but just a typo at Ellis Island.
That's entirely possible.
Entirely possible. We'll be back with more. Our score, Fort Madison 14, Sheraton 7. Keep it tuned to KIIC with Mark Felderman and Dwayne Johnson. All the scores, one station.
Around the clock, 7 days a week, residents of the Northridge Assisted Living Center in Sheraton have access to the individualized attention they need, provided by a caring professional staff. With private suites and the freedom to make their own choices, Northridge residents have greater control over their lives. Northridge creates an environment in which residents can continue to enjoy their individuality, their independence, and their dignity in a secure and supportive community. Northridge is conveniently located next to the Lucas County Health Center in Sheraton. Stop in or call to schedule a tour.
Getting ready to kick off is the Bloodhounds, putting their nose to the ground and putting the ball into the end zone.
Better than their nose for the grindstone.
Bloodhounds don't do that. We're getting ready to open a new penitentiary here beginning of next year, and the Iowa Humanities Board is going to be producing a film about the switch from the oldest penitentiary in the nation to the newest penitentiary in the nation.
Really?
And all that means. And there's another squib kick that's picked up at the 30-yard line.
No, he wasn't down.
He wasn't even
down. But he didn't hit the...
What was that?
That was some really good radio is what that was, but that is awful.
The ball was picked up, and I wasn't even sure who picked it up. I think it was Dylan Sanders or Brad Kretzinger, I think.
I think it was Brad Kretzinger.
And he brought it back across the 30, ran into his old man, and they blew it dead.
That's not a rule. I mean, I don't know all
if
the
it
rules.
If it is, it shouldn't be.
Yeah, well... I don't know all the rules, but I know that ain't one. Okay.
Okay, the Sheraton has the ball. Snap back to Christian Banks and hands it off to North and South. Stephen McCurdy takes it over to the 32-yard line. That's going to be a pickup of maybe 3, second down and 7.
Hunter Storm comes off. Ben Moret comes in with a play on the from the sideline.
14-7 is our score. Fort Madison, the home team, has the lead. Sheraton, the good guys in the white hats from the Pistols. Christian Bengtson, back to pass. Cube right through the hands of Jason Blue. Should have had that one.
Yep.
He put it in the hands. Jason was already running upfield before he caught the ball. That's too bad.
So third and long, third and seven from their own 32.
You know, I haven't mentioned the interior line's doing a really good job. Evan Havoc at left tackle, Trevin Nance at left guard, Alec Rennell at right guard, and Chase Althoffer. Back to pass. Here's a long pass. Defined. I believe that's T.J. Hawkinson, judging from the size of the young man. A big pass of 10, 20, 30, 35 yards pickup for the Sheraton Chargers. Great pass. Wonderful catch by T.J., and we end up with the ball now on the 35-yard line of the Sheraton Chargers. Big play, and that's what you can expect to find from the Pistol offense. You're not gonna grind it out too much, but you're going to get those big plays. And both teams here playing with the Pistol offense. Man in motion is McCurdy. Now, Bengtson across the middle of the T.J. Hawkinson again. This is going to be, I believe, enough for a first down, really close anyway. Hawkinson picks up 8 or 9. No, it's a first down.
Yep, 25 was the line to gain, and they got to the 24.
We're up in the second floor of this press box that I would say was built around the time of the Civil War, and it's hard to get the angles. The ball is on the 25-24 yard line, first and 10, 14-7. Fort Madison with the lead, but Sheraton on the move. Back to pass. He could be in trouble now. Bengtson is scrambling. He's going to get hit. He's going to get hit hard and dropped at the 20-yard line, maybe a 4-yard gain on that one.
And Christian did a nice job making something out of nothing there. All of his receivers were covered up, and he went through his progressions and looked downfield and couldn't find anybody, scrambled around, kept his head up, kept looking downfield, and then finally tucked it under and ran and picked up 4 yards. So second down and 6, ball on the 20. Clock moving here with 5:34 to play in the third quarter.
Now, handoff goes to Jason Blue, takes on the left side. He's got those orange shoes, and he turns it upfield. I believe he's got enough for a first down.
If Jason were wearing those shoes in the NFL on Sunday, he'd be getting a fine because those are not legal.
Oh, really?
Oh, they are loud? Oh, they're loud. They work for him. First and 10.
Oscaloosa just had a kickoff return called back, or they would be right back in their ball game. They're trailing to Grinnell, 34-26, thanks to Russ Ryder, superintendent of schools and former Sheraton principal.
High snap.
Oh, no.
And ball and recovered by the Bloodhounds.
Recovered by number 21, that's Pablo Sandoval. Does a nice job of bringing that one.
Red zone opportunity missed there for the Chargers. That was a really nice drive that they had put together. And we're knocking at the door, and a high snap just went through Christian's hands and got loose. So here comes Fedler. One receiver left, twins right, tight end off in the slot. Running back behind him is Cooper, who has one touchdown. And that was actually, it was Wood that was in the backfield, and he had nothing. Dropped for a loss.
Tyler Nance did on that one, and he was in the backfield as well.
Loss of 2. Ball going to be on the 25-yard line.
Hey, the Falcons have punched another one in. It's 21-38. The Wayne Falcons making a nice comeback.
Hey. Second down and 12. Bloodhounds with the ball in their own end, on their own 25-yard line. One left, twins right. Tight end in the slot on the right-hand side. And pass out on the slot, and they're going to call that receiver down in the backfield. So at least we're getting the benefit of the doubt on calls where someone may have shut down. And that's going to be a no gain on a completed pass off in the flat.
The clock is nowhere near right one way or the other. Third down and about 18. They have third down and 12 up on the clock, but that's not.
I think it's wishful thinking. I think it's third down and 18. There it comes. Third and 17. Ball back on the 22. There's the snap. Five-step drop, and the ball. They tried to throw a screen pass off to the left-hand side.
Well, Connor Goodrich is right with them.
Yep, and they had. That's a pass that they've completed well and consistently all night, but that one didn't complete, and it's going to bring up fourth down and 17. Ball on their own 20, and they're going to be forced to punt. Remember, Fedler is the punter, and he sets up about 12 yards deep.
Just so they don't pull a Northern Illinois on it there. And
McCurdy is back on his own 50 to return.
But everybody else is up.
Got 17 yards to go, and there is the punt. End over end, taken by McCurdy at the 50. Breaks one tackle and wrapped up at the 48. Still on his feet, all the way back in El River.
They
back to the 45-yard line.
Now, how is that not forward progress? Oh, well,
they're going to get
it. They're going to split the difference.
That's a really awful spot.
I mean, he either tackled way back on the 37 or up at midfield. And they spot him at the 47. So they split the difference between the two. They compromise.
That's not a compromise. Well, if the definition of a compromise is where nobody's happy, well, that works.
Okay. Bankston takes the snap, gives it to the little cannon, Ben Kinnanen. He'll carry it up to the 49. Okay, now the kids asked me today.
The kids asked you today.
What does it say? I didn't see it.
My wife wants to know if the bloodhound sniffed out the bad snap.
Amen.
The kids
wanted to know today why I call Ben Kinnanen the little cannon.
Okay.
And you see, German, Kinnanen, Kanonen in German means cannon.
Oh.
So there you go.
You know, 4 years of German, and that...
And that went by you?
No, that was lost on me.
Okay. From Washington...
Yeah.
Watching World War II movies. The
loss of two.
As we give it to Derek Lang, who shoots around the left side, and he'll lose two. It brings up third down and 10. Now what are you laughing at?
We've seen that play be way more successful earlier in the game. I think the...
Adjustments
to halftime, they're starting to get the hang of that one. But, again, the benefit of this pistol offense is you show the same set and you show the same motion, and then you give them different options and catch them off guard. So
DeLange is in motion, and he's looking from downfield, and breaks and threads the needle and takes it down for a first down plus another seven or so. They seem to be going to spot the ball, make that another 20. I mean, so it's... No, they're going to spot it up to 35, which is what I thought it was. So they got about a 17-yard gain on that one. First and 10, Sheraton Chargers. And 1:55 left to play here in the third quarter. Sheraton trailing 14-7.
TJ used every inch that he had to go up and get that and pull that down. Really nice toss and catch. Two backs.
Except that was Derek Lang.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hand off. Oh, Bankston, he's going to go into the end zone. He's on the way in. Touchdown, Sheraton. Touchdown, Christian Bankston. Yumbo!
35 yards, Christian Bankston. Five ball game. Well, not
that,
quite
that,
but that was very nice.
That's a latitude second there. He took that a full second in latitude. More than that. In for the touchdown. A Yumbo. Here comes the snap. It's down. The kick is up. It's going to be short. Ah. Did somebody get a hold of that? I think somebody may have got a little piece of that. So, Sheraton trails 13-14.
Some stupid guy on the radio said tie game.
Right, yeah, you jinxed him. 1.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Keep it tuned right here to KIIC with Mark Feldman and Dwayne Johnson. All the scores, one station.
Welcome to Primary Office Supply.
The only thing on your shelves is blue ink pens.
Yes, that's all we offer.
As a small business owner, would you choose an office supply store with no choices? No way. And you don't want a bank with no choices. That's why you'll love Midwest One Bank. We let you bank the way you want with lots of services. SBA loans, online cash manager, remote deposit, and more. Bank the way you want at Midwest One, where you're the one. Go to MidwestOne.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
We are back at Richmond Stadium, where the Chargers have jumped the field in an attempt to tie it up. They lost the chance on the extra point, so Sheraton is trailing 14-13 as we have a minute and 25 seconds left to play here in the third quarter. And getting ready to kick off. Chase and Blue, here's my chance to get that pop back. It's back, and it's fumbled at the 1 yard line. Picked back up, and he's going to be down at about the 15 yard line.
Very nice.
And it's going to be first and 10 for the Bloodhounds, but a major smackdown. I just got a nice text from my wife. So she's up at up in Clear Lake at the Iowa Regular Baptist Camp with my daughter and several other ladies from First Baptist in Russell.
It's a nice retreat place.
It is. It's beautiful. Right on the lake. It's gorgeous.
There, your wife's sending you nice tweets. My wife is making fun of our radio calls and fun.
Amy's a wonderful woman. Don't even go there.
There's a snap. Keeper by Fedler. Tries to go up the middle. Nothing there. Charger defense holds firm. Second down and 10 from the 14. Fedler brings his own play back in from the sideline. They break huddle, send one receiver left, one right. Everybody else bunched in. So double tight end set for the Bloodhounds. Running back to the right of Fedler. There's the snap. One step and fires off to his right. Wrapped up immediately by Lang. On the far side, I can't see a number on the... Oh, it was 87. It was Bernhardt. Makes the reception. Gets about half of what they needed there. Maybe not even quite there. But that may have been the last play of the quarter, as we're now at 25 seconds and counting. Third down and 6 from their own 17. Bloodhounds break, send two receivers left and one right. Cooper in the backfield behind Fedler. There's the snap with 9 on the clock. Turn and hand off to Cooper, who's loose up the middle. Now breaks it out to the right-hand side across the 20 to the 23. That's going to be good enough for a first down, and the clock's going to stop while they move the chains.
But it will start right up as soon as they...
Oh, it's not. He was short. He's short about a half a yard, which makes me wonder why the clock stopped. And I get accused of being a homer. Oh, it stopped for a measurement. That would be why.
Oh, okay.
So what do you got there, Eagle Eye?
Want me to tell you? I'm saying that you're either going to get it or not. I'm going to go with...
Take that bet. Is that an over-under bet?
It's going to be short. It's short by an inch. Less than an inch. I'm not kidding.
It is
really well worth the measurement. We'll put it that way. I mean, it's... That is a really, really, really...
Well, and they're dragging the chain back across the field and putting it down exactly where it needs
to be. Well, yeah, because otherwise they set it down and then the coach asked for another measurement.
Fourth and an inch. Ball on the 17, maybe 18. It's hard to tell. No, it's at the 24. Ball at the 24. Fourth and one, less than one. And it looks like they're going to go for it after this break. So the clock's going to run out here on the third quarter, and we'll be back to find out exactly what the Bloodhounds are going to do.
Is this a great game or what?
This is a lot of fun. And so from Fort Madison and Richmond Stadium, I'm Dwayne Johnson.
And I'm still Mark Feldman.
And you are listening to KIIC, all the scores, one station.
Stay ahead of the topsy-turvy Iowa seasons and keep more money in your pocket while you prepare for any season with equipment rentals from Mack Hardware on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheridan. Mack Hardware rents log splitters, pole saws, and chainsaws. Call Mack Hardware and ask about other equipment rentals, too. 641-774-0410. Did you get that number? 641-774-0410. Mack Hardware. They know what it means to be a customer, so they know how to treat you.
This game tonight being brought to you by Windstream, by Piercedocker Funeral Home, by the Mon Paul Convenience Store, by Southtown Auto, by the Midwest Heritage Bank, by Barb Wire and Lace, the Sheraton Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, by Northridge Living Center, by the Hy-Vee in Sheraton, by the Felderman family, Ben Franklin on the Sheraton Square, by Danco, by Waters Auto. This game is being brought to you by Smith Auto Body, by Red Hall Realty, and by Pipers, by Motor Inn of Knoxville and Mack Hardware. And we're ready to go here.
Fourth and one. They're not going to go with an under center call. He's still back in. The snap and the handoff was given to Cooper, and I don't think he made it. I don't think he got back to the line.
Pablo, Ebizov with the beautiful test. First down, going over to Sheraton on down.
He did. And
in great field position.
Yeah, so it's first and 10 on the 23-yard line. And I tell you, I don't like that call. If it's fourth and an inch,
you put everybody on
the line. You're not giving a single inch back. Not only did they snap it back to Fiddler 3 yards, he didn't turn and hand to Cooper another yard behind him,
and
didn't get back to the line of scrimmage. Didn't even have a chance to get there.
We got whistles, and we've got
questions.
I think there was a clock problem. Back judge was doing the whistling and stopping it, and they all turned around and looked at the clock. But now you're going to the side judge, so it's hard to say. Exactly.
Because the clock is at 11:07, and the play started at 12 minutes, and it couldn't have taken more than 6 or 7 seconds, and it should have stopped on fourth down for Sheraton to take the ball over, and the clock should not be running in between possessions.
And
my guess is they're going to put the clock at 11:50.
Now,
11:55.
I know that we just had a problem on the PAT.
Yes,
but we are already well within Chasing Blue's field goal range. Down by 1 point. I mean, a first down. Okay, want to punch it in. But I'm just saying that this is an option that a lot of times in high school you don't have.
But with this pistol offense, there's a lot of options. Chasing Blue split wide left, and Stephen McCurdy in the backfield.
Here's the snap. Back to pass. Bankson. Down low. Where's the flag? They're trying to find Jason Blue down there, and the
defender ran up the back of him, and there's no flag.
That was terrible. That was a terrible no call.
I sure hope he's got a better angle than we do from up here, because if he's got the same one, that was awful.
Well, he does have the same. I mean, he was between
second and 10 from the 23. One left, one right. Two backs next to Bankston. Here we go.
The little cannon takes it up the middle, runs it up to maybe 3 yards. Jumping a third down and 7. Ben Kinnanen. I tell you what, Ben Kinnanen came 2 years ago and was a good shape, but not muscular at all. And I mean to tell you, that kid has put on bulk, especially in the upper body, and he's really done quite a job. I was getting ready, and nice kid. I got him in my macroeconomics college class, and just love him to death. Getting in motion. Now they're going to keep it himself. I thought it was Tim McCurdy.
Here's the pass. He gets it to T.J. Hawkinson. I think he's led up that first down. Ball down to the 10-yard line. T.J. gets up, hands the ball to the referee. Touchdown, John. I like to call him, even though his name is not John.
or touchdown.
Yeah. Thomas James. First and 10, first and goal from the 10-yard line. From the Pistol, twins right, Kinnon and left, give it to McCurdy up the middle across the right side, about a 31 blast, maybe a yard. Let's see. No, they mark it right smack tap back on the 10. So second down and goal from the 10. What do we got for time, Dwayne?
We have clock moving at 10:33 here in the fourth quarter. Jason Blue goes wide right.
And wide left is the Hurricane Storm. Thunderstorm. It looked like there was movement online. Banks and keeps himself, goes ahead for two. He's going to bring up a third down and eight. Third down and goal from the eight, I should say. The wind shifted a little bit. Now it's coming out of the east. So Sheraton moving into the wind, but it's not a strong wind. Actually, just kind of a refreshing breeze, although I did like it straight. There, it's moved again right into my face. Thank you.
Somebody's listening. Moretz splits left, one back behind Bingston.
If you noticed, and judging by... There is a pass over the middle. But I believe it's here. Hawkinson, touchdown, Sheraton. Touchdown, T.J. Hawkinson. On the pass from Christian Bankston, Yumbo! Touchdown, Sheraton. That makes our score 19-14. Sheraton taking the lead with the point after about to be attempted. No, they're going to go for two.
They're going to 9:32 on the clock.
Hard to tell. This is a nice field. It's in good shape here. Everything is nice about it with the exception of the scoreboard. They got like lights that are on that don't need to be.
And other lights that are off that really we could use.
Back to pass. He's got a man open. And the three-point conversion goes. A yammer to the little cannon. Ben Kennedy makes the catch. And Sheraton into the lead here in this game now. 21-14 with 9:32 left to play. In this game, I'm Mark Feldman along with Dwayne Johnson, and Sheraton has taken the lead for the first time in this game. Keep it tuned right here to KIIC, KIICradio.com, stream 2. All the scores, one station.
To Richmond Stadium. I really like that they have the name of the stadium.
Right itself.
That's helpful. Richmond Stadium here in Fort Madison. The kick goes out of bounds while we were at commercial. And so, once again, at the 35, the Bloodhounds are going to take over. Did you find out a couple other scores while we were at break?
Well, we've got Albia with a commanding lead over Centerville, 31-0, I believe. And Pella is playing Washington, but I didn't get the score. You got these here for me?
Can I
mess around with this?
Will you call
the game?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Fedler still in at quarterback in the pistol. One back to his left. Three receivers. Takes the handoff. Takes it himself over the left side. Wrapped up as he crosses the line. Fall forward for 3 yards. Second down and 7. Ball on the 37.5. So 2.5 yard pickup there for Fedler. Clock moving with 9:13 to play here in the fourth quarter. Clock just can't move fast enough.
At halftime, the Clark Indians are leading Saydell 21-19. That's a good game.
Ooh.
Davis County is trailing to Fairfield, and of course Fairfield's a 3A, Davis County a 2A, I believe. And Fairfield's winning that one 14-0. We play Fairfield in a few weeks.
Four receivers, but they go with the handoff. Goes over left-hand side, still on his feet, loses his mouthpiece as he crosses the 50, brought down at the 47-yard line of Sheraton. Big pickup. I have a
30-yard run over left tackle by Chase Sini, who we haven't called his name all night for the Bloodhounds.
I have a yikes out of Pella Christian, Coach Kaklarinski's team, taking it on the chin tonight, 33-0 to PCM of Monroe.
Ooh.
Collins, Maxwell Baxter leading Roland Story 21-0.
Bernhardt split out right. Snap, fakes handoff, bounces off two tackles, now wrapped up in the backfield. There's going to be no gain. This might even be a loss. Great job by the Charger defense.
Is there a flag on the play, or what? Or somebody dropped something?
They dropped the towel.
All right, you want a shocker?
Chase Aldenhoffen on that sack.
Way to go, Chase. You want a major shocker here?
Sure.
In the third quarter, Union 37, Applington Parkersburg 7.
Ooh. What happened to Applington Parkersburg?
Or
read the paper in the morning.
Yeah. You can read? Oh, you went to Drake.
Yeah, but I get a paper that doesn't cover outside the Golden Circle, so I won't get it from reading our paper. There's the snap. Two steps and now fires downfield.
Oh!
Intercepted. Pass is intended for Bernhardt.
And that's Derek Lang. Denying me there, doing a great job. Panola trailing West Marshall 28-17.
7:35, clock stopped here in the fourth quarter. Third and long, third and 10.5-ish from the Charger 47.
The Pella and I believe it's Washington 7-7. That'll be up now 40-0.
One back behind Pedler. Three receivers. And they're going to throw downfield again. That one overthrown, almost intercepted.
By Derek Lang.
By Derek Lang. Lang's had a couple of shots here on this possession to take the ball back the other way. Fourth and 10, clock stopped at 7:32. There is a flag on the play. So it looks like the Chargers are going to have to make a decision as to whether they want to back him up some more or push him for fourth down. Personal foul.
I think they'll probably take it. I've got a couple more scores here. What did I want to say here?
We're in the old press box, so any signals that are given facing away from us, so we don't always catch exactly what the signal was. But I can count to 15, and that's how far he's marking it back. Ball's going to be spotted on the 38-yard line. So back across midfield, fourth down and a bunch. They've got fourth down and what was the little count he came through?
Yeah.
Fourth down and from
West Point.
Fourth down and West Point is what they've got. There's a high punt out of, and the ball bounces once, taken by McCurdy at the 20. Tries to rip around the right-hand side and is blocked only by his face mask.
And there's a flag
at the 25. So the 5-yard return is going to turn into a 30-yard return with the, or a 20-yard return with a 15-yard face mask penalty on the top of that.
The down marker man came on down the field too fast. The referee kept saying, stay there, stay there, stay there. And he doesn't know where he was.
Yeah, the penalty was after the change of possession, so it would be enforced and will be enforced from the spot of the tackle, which was the 24-yard line, and they'll tack on another 15 yards from there.
My alma mater is trailing Cascade, the Bellevue Commons trailing 14-7, and my wife's alma mater, Interstate 35, is beating Central Decatur 18-13.
Chargers are going to take the ball on their own 39-yard line, which is almost was the line to gain on the last play for the Bloodhounds. Here's the snap, turn and fakes the handoff. Bingston takes it himself, tries to go around the left-hand side, gets a couple of yards and stays inbounds. Clock will continue to move with 7:09 to play here in the fourth quarter.
Well, I had fun looking at the scores here. The ambulance is pulling away with his lights on. And there was nothing happened on the field. But the siren's on, they may have.
That's annoying.
I don't know if they've been called to do something else or what. But
just making an observation.
Second down and 9. Clock moving at 6:44. Bingston in the pistol, turns and rolls to his right. Completed pass to Derek Lang out in the flat. Brought down just across the 40-yard line at the 41. Going to bring up third down and 7 at the 41. Clock continues to move at the 6:22 mark. Mark.
Sam and Mark. Teresa Voss listening in back in Sheraton. Say hello.
They didn't want to make the 3.5 hour.
They didn't want to. If you're listening in, send me a text. 641-203-5264. If you're listening in, send me a text.
Make sure you send him a text at 7:30 in the morning.
Okay, all right. You're on Friday night, yeah.
This is Matthew Bingston. Scrambles around, one tackler. Oh, yeah, it's doing and just another inches kind of play just out of the... And Stephen did a really nice job of playing himself out and leaping for that ball.
But had Stephen grown 3 more inches over the summer, we would have had a touchdown there. But no. I'm blaming it on genetics.
I'm not going to ask how tall Stephen McCurdy is. 5'9", says the...
Yeah, they're lying.
If he was really 5'9", he might have caught it. Back to punt. Clock stopped at 5:51. There's the snap. There's the catch. It is a high.
Oh, and they're going to let it go, and it's going to take a Sheraton bounce. It's bounced at the 30 and all the way down to the 21-yard line. Jason Blue picks it up, gives it to the back judge. And it's going to be 1st and 10 for the Bloodhounds. Tonight's game being brought to you by Motor Inn of Knoxville, by Piper's Grocery and Candy, by Red Hall Realty, and Smith Auto Body. Let's try that again. Lucas County Health Center, Judd's Ranch House, Johnson Machine Works, Belzer Equipment, Hanson's Iowa Realty, Hammer Medical, Community First Credit Union, CNC Cycle, and Bingham Construction.
Bloodhounds break huddle. Fedler still in that pistol offense. One running back to his left. Receiver now goes in motion. They give the handoff to number 28. Tries to cut around the left-hand side. There's a flag on the play back at the line of scrimmage. This play's coming back, Mark. It was a pickup of 7 or 8 yards. I mean, he ran a long way to get those 7 or 8 yards. That was Chase Sini, who's we've seen some of here in the second half. But I'm thinking there's a hold back at the line, and this one's going to cost him 10.
Could well be. Senator Amy Sinclair tells us the game is over between Wayne and Twin Cedars. Twin Cedars with the win tonight, 54-21. So the Falcons go down. And Ben Schooley, the basketball coach of the Sheraton Chargers and I think 7th grade football coach for the Sheraton Chargers, 7th or 8th, he texts in, go Chargers, and I tell you what, I am looking forward to basketball season. Coach Schooley is going to have a team this year that I think has got potential to be spending a trip up at Wells Fargo. I mean, they are going to be competing for the conference championship and possibly a trip to state. Good team this year. Handoff.
Here's the handoff goes around the right-hand side to Logan Huffman. We've not seen his number called all night. So run by Huffman gets back some of what they needed. It was 2nd down and 20 after the 10-yard mark off for the hold. Now 2nd down and 11. So Huffman gets 9 yards on that carry. Clock moving at 4:51. Chargers with the 21-14 lead here in the fourth quarter. Fedler breaks huddle with 11 yards to go for the first down from his own 20. One receiver left, two right, two running backs to his left and right. Fedler goes in motion, now rolling off, and this play gets nothing. Chargers all over it. Huffman dropped. So Fedler handed the ball off to Huffman, who tried to go around the left-hand side. Loss of 3 on the play. 3rd down and 14.
So, he brings up a big defensive stop here for the Chargers. If they can get them stops here, Chargers get the ball back, keep the ball on the ground, and run off this clock. And I tell you what, this clock has moved so much faster this week than it did last week. And I think a big chunk of that does have to do with the fact they stopped for water so much, which they needed to do. I'm not being critical, but handoff up the middle, and, oh, breaks a tackle. Boy, it's going to be short of a first down, but, boy, that was a nice run by, and we have a Charger down on the field, and I think
Zach McElroy.
It's not going to be a first down. Joel Petty from the Lucas County Health Center right out on the field right away to help him. And we're going to take a timeout as Joel works, sees what's going on with Zach. Hopefully nothing too bad, but we'll have some details when you come back. Thanks for listening. I'm Mark Feldman and Dwayne Johnson. Keep it tuned here for the rest of this game. This is Ahani, 21-14, Sheraton with the lead.
Hi, this is Linda. Thanks for stopping by the Montauk Convenience Store on Highway 65 and 34. Come on in. Got plenty for you to eat, plenty for you to drink.
The Montauk Convenience Store. It's the place where folks meet for food, refreshment, and to catch up on what's new in the neighborhood. Montauk C-Store is open 7 days a week. Their summer hours are 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the junction of Highway 34 and 65.
Back soon.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be.
We're member-owned and that's the key.
Serving you to get the job done.
Our doors are open to everyone.
Community First Credit Union.
For it, Fedler looking to pass, throws across the left-hand side. Pass is complete, probably for a first down. Looking for a signal.
Yep.
And the chains are moving, so Bloodhounds complete their, they convert for their first fourth and anything for the night. So clock still moving at 3:21. Want to say Zach McElroy came off under his own power.
Looked like a cramp.
So in fact, he may even be back in there already. So
you know what though, a cramp hurts.
Yeah,
I mean it hurts bad. Yeah, he is out there.
So Fedler takes it himself, goes over the right hand side across, almost to the 40 to the 39 yard line,
and
picks up
eight.
Clock moving inside 3 minutes.
Zach McElroy and Pavel in on the stop there. So I want to mention the first week of December will be the first game for the Sheraton Chargers basketball team against I-35.
Fedler is out. Riley Basham in at quarterback.
Huh. Fedler's on the sideline.
Fedler's on the sideline, yep. So fakes the handoff. Basham takes it himself and falls forward across the 40 to the 41-yard line. Third and short.
Tyler Nance making the stop. I want to say hello to, and I mean to do this every single game, Dennis Storm and the family out in California. And he sends greetings to Quinn and Hunter, but talk to Brian and Mike before the game. So Storm's from across the nation tuning on this one or being here.
Basham's still in at quarterback. Took a lot of time to get the play in.
And timeout.
And then finally took a timeout with 1:49 to play. So they burned 20 seconds and then took a timeout.
I think they were trying to draw him offside.
Well,
it didn't work.
Regardless, we're going to take a timeout here. We'll be back after these messages.
Score.
The score is Sheraton 21, Fort Madison 14. You are listening to KIIC, all the scores, one station.
Whether you're recovering from a fall illness or surgery, physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center offers comprehensive and individual treatment plans to put you back on your feet. They offer comprehensive therapies, including physical, occupational, and speech therapies, as well as athletic training services for your star player. Physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center. Get back in the game.
In the fourth quarter, Sheridan leading 21-14. Third down and three. Riley Basham has come in at quarterback to replace Cruz Felder. We're not sure why he's on the far sideline, but he is. So Basham in the backfield, still in the pistol, trips left, one right, takes a handoff to Cooper, tries to go over the left-hand side, gets up to the 45-yard line, so that's going to be good for a first down for the Bloodhounds.
Driving well, and that's tough.
Play took 4 seconds. Clock will start again as soon as everyone's set, and there it goes. Buck 42, clock moving. Basham comes in back from the sideline with the play. This is a system that takes them a long time to get their plays called and organized. They do not really have a hurry-up offense, though they need it now inside of Buck 30. Snap to Basham, takes the handoff, balls in the air, and it's recovered by the Bloodhounds and blown dead for a loss of three. The ball got loose, and Basham covered it up himself and then was wrapped up, and Fort Madison calls an immediate timeout, now with 1:14 on the clock. So Sheridan still leads by 7, 21-14. We'll take a quick break here. You are listening to KIIC, All the Scores,
one station.
This is Mark Felderman of the Felderman Family Ben Franklin on the north side of the Sheraton Square. We're pleased to be one of the featured sponsors of Sheraton Charger football on KIIC. Dwayne Johnson and I will be bringing you all the exciting action of Charger football all season long on your home for Sheraton football, Thunder Country, KIIC.
We're at the fourth quarter. Sheraton ahead, 21-14. There's 1:14 left to play, and the Bloodhounds of Fort Madison are on the move. They've got a long way to go, though. It's second down and 12. Ball is on the 42-yard line. They have 58 yards to go for a score, and they have to have a touchdown.
And they don't have their main quarter. Oh, now Fedler is back in. So Fedler is in at quarterback with Basham behind him in the running back spot.
That's interesting.
Fakes the handoff, pass incomplete, intended for number 87, Leslie Bernhardt, and that little, you know, 5-yard out pattern that we've seen them complete a ton in the first half, but have not been able to do in the second.
It's not really a slant, but it's not an out either. It's kind of just straight down. It'd almost be a post pattern, except it's not that far.
It's right.
A short post.
A skinny post?
A skinny post?
I don't know what they call it, but
maybe
we would call that one
the Kellogg.
We call that one
instead of a post.
It's Special K. We're going to call that one incomplete. Third down and three. Buck 10 on the clock. Here's Fedler. Takes a snap, looks to his left, takes the handoff, now rolls out to his right. Travis off with a big sack.
That's a 12-yard sack right there.
So that cost him a ton.
And we're going to take another timeout called.
And that's their last one. 55-6 on the clock. And it's going to be fourth down and a bundle. We'll be back after this. Sheridan 21. Fort Madison 14, from Fort Madison, you're listening to KIIC. All the scores, one station.
In Fort Madison, where the Sheraton Chargers are leading the Fort Madison Bloodhounds by a score of 21-14 with less than a minute to play, and the Bloodhounds have their backs to the wall. Sheraton in a major prevent defense. This is only the sixth time that these two teams have played in history. Sheridan has won three of the previous five. And right now, looking in good shape for number four.
Four receivers for Feber. Three steps behind and launches it down the right-hand side. Nice tight spiral. They're going to say he completed it, caught it, and then fell out of bounds. Ball's going to be spotted at the 37-yard line. First and 10 for the Bloodhound.
It happened right in front of the Sheraton fans here who wanted that called out of bounds.
I couldn't tell whether or not his feet were in bounds. There were a bunch of players in front,
and so
we really couldn't tell.
And we're up a four, so if they were blocking us, they were certainly blocking the fans. So first and 10, that was a huge
10, and he spikes it. Except he wasn't under center, which makes me
okay.
The spiking rules are, there are specific rules in place to spike it, but I thought you had to be under center. I didn't think regardless. Incomplete pass, second and 10 from the 31. Clock stops on the incomplete pass with 33.7 seconds on the clock. And the Bloodhounds break huddle. Wesley Bernhardt, their 6'4 tight end, splits out wide to the left. Settler looking to his left and looking to his right. Now they're ready to go. Here's the snap. Pump fakes left and throws it way downfield. Lang intercepts this one, and it's coming back. 15, 20, 25, 30 yards across the 50 and run out of bounds.
That's T.J. Hawkinson.
Oh, it was Dell.
That's okay. You tried to give T.J. credit to forward of Lang, and now
when it was
that's okay. Is a guy in a white shirt and a white helmet and white pants, and the Chargers are going to pull this one as a W in the win column, and the Sheraton Chargers were going to go to 1-1 on the season. Have you seen on Dickinson too soon here? Because it's 21 seconds and Sheraton has the ball. All they have to do is take a knee. Because I don't think
Fort Madison has no more timeouts. They burned all three of theirs on the last possession.
Which they did well. I mean, they moved down the field. You got to hand them that they stayed with it.
There's the snap. There's the knee.
That should be the game. 15 seconds. 10 seconds. And the Sheraton Chargers have won the game. They have made a long trip to Fort Madison and have come away with the win by a score of 21-14. Chargers win. A Yumbo Chargers. I'm Mark Feldman along with Dwayne Johnson. We will be back with a wrap in just a few minutes. Keep it tuned right here to KIICradio.com. Stream number 2, KIIC Radio. All the scores. One station. Our final from Fort Madison, Iowa, right on the banks of the mighty Mississippi River. The Sheraton Chargers, 21. The Fort Madison Bloodhounds, 14. Dwayne, you have any last words here?
We went almost the whole first half as a defensive struggle, nothing, until the Bloodhounds punched it in with 24.2 seconds. Wes Barnhart caught a 19-yard pass from Cruz Felder. The PAT was good, and the Bloodhounds led 7-0. Chargers tied it up when we got to the second half, 10:04. Hunter Storm caught a 5-yard pass from Christian Bingston. PAT by Jason Blue was good at 7-7. Cameron Cooper opened up another 7-point lead with 7:25 to play in the third quarter. PAT was good by Gaylor. That was a 15-yard run there. But then Christian Bingston answered with a 35-yard run of his own, cut loose around the right-hand side. The PAT was no good. Sheraton trailed 14-13. But then T.J. Hawkinson caught an 8-yard pass from Christian Bingston with 9:32 to play in the fourth. And the PAT for two-point conversion, was good with a Bingston to Kennedy pass. And that's where our final score was 21-14. Chargers win here in Fort Madison.